You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Tuesday, November 19th. I'm Ben Walsh, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $1.35. That's how much Lowe's is expected to report in third quarter earnings per share. That's a significant increase from last year. The home improvement retailer reports its results on Tuesday before the market opens. The housing market has been boosted in recent months by the Fed's interest rate cuts. Now, investors will get a data point indicating just how much Lowe's has been able to capitalize on that strength. And it's not just housing. Lowe's sells the type of big-ticket items, like appliances and remodeling supplies, that are good indicators of just how financially healthy American consumers are. The next number up is 2.7%. That's how much Coty stock rose on Monday. What was behind the good news? The cosmetics maker announced it was buying a majority stake in celebrity Kylie Jenner's makeup company. Coty is controlled by JAB, a private German conglomerate, and has had a rough couple of years. In 2018, it was the worst performing stock in the S&P 500. The company loaded up on debt in order to buy more than 40 brands from Procter & Gamble back in 2016. Coty stock had more than doubled in the first half of 2019 under a new CEO, but then recently it took another steep dive after the company said it would start unloading poorly performing brands. Our last number is $75 billion. That's how much ByteDance, the owner of social media company TikTok, is worth. TikTok has become the first social media app to truly become a hit in the U.S., and now TikTok is trying to distance itself from China. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. TikTok is looking for ways to fully rebrand the app in the U.S. because U.S. regulators and politicians have stepped up scrutiny on the company. They, in particular, cite worries about Chinese influence and privacy worries. The company has also taken a step to limit how much content from China appears on the app for U.S. users. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Tuesday, November 19th. I'm Ben Walsh, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know tomorrow. Have a great day.